OE Wrestling episode 57. That's right. We back like Tony Khan is when he see his plug. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. OE Wrestling episode 57. It's Extreme Predictions for WWE pay-per-view Extreme Rules here tonight. And you know how we kick it off. It's Man 95 featuring Ralph Bryant. So blue. Tell me what you think in the comment section below.
It's the L rhyme scribbler versus touch your soul. I'm the minister. This shit ain't for no freshman like the Simon Word of Christopher. Push a man audio hearing for the listener. I'm too hot. Boiled up the water at my Christian and pushing my pen again like a pulley. I got a pistol again. Lyrical ammunition. I'm speed lowing the clip for them. This is the birth of a nation. Call me Rap Turner. We killed them niggas in they sleep while the candles burning. Feeling magic. Y'all niggas ain't passy as the kid. They gotta have them blue as a sack. You're feeling like it's over since champagne and cake to your session. I know y'all love celebrating that mediocre. And I'm thinking international cheese. Blue bills like my balls when she teases it and leave. I'm only here for the listeners' knees. Marshawn voice built to destroy these beats. I got no choice. And I don't know about you. I'm feeling like the second coming to home. I'm so blue.
Just on they best shit. Grammy nominated shit. My coaster. Playing dark game with your poster.
Oh, we wrestling. Episode 57.
Close up, just for faking
extreme
like
predictions, and we keep in track this
international
time.
Cheese, blue bills like
my man,
balls,
nine, five,
teasing and
Brian.
I'm only here for the listeners' knees. Marshawn voice built to destroy these beats. I got no choice. And I don't know about you. I'm feeling like the second coming to home. I'm so blue.
Just on they best shit, Grammy nominated shit, my coaster. Playing dark game with your poster. No, sir. Playing dark game with your face when I'm close up. Just for faking like you post up. I got the sickest team and we thickest thieves. Presidential green, me know all your little trees. Max Green done seen some mean ass ways. Rap scene just seem like high class slaves. Looking for the balance in the bullshit. Like smoking a chalice in the pulpit. Oh Lord, I told him, yeah, I ain't with that fair weather shit. That's why a lot of cats are still got it indebted with. You get a little crazy when you live in Connecticut. Son, I'm trying to do for us what the Ricans wanted for pun. Yeah. Bring that motherfucking Grammy back. These rap niggas sweet work to the fanny pack. And I don't know about you. You be crying about your radio play. That ain't blue. I see him in the easily molded. Execute the leader, leave his followers scolded. Putting all these motherfuckers on notice. I'ma show the opposition what code is. Heads roll, bodies get mutilated. All in the name of hip hop and who truly hated. Nothing out the norm for a nigga that's blue. They little ass couldn't walk a fucking foot in my shoe.
Until you're home.
Oh, we wrestling episode 57. So blue.
I'm so blue.
My man 95 and Ralph Bryant. That's right. We back, y'all. We back. And we back with the whole gang. It's time for some prediction wrestling here tonight. Ari starts. What's going on, Dre? Dre. No, that makes no sense. Dre, it's a whole new episode. So you good? We only get... You gonna throw your set up. Yeah. That's why you muted.
Yo, my fault.
You, no.
Cry.
Yeah. Turn our mother love and mic up.
You swim, what's up, Dre? How you doing?
Gotta get the dough, babies need nourishment.
Yeah, I'll mute your mic.
Yes. Hunger games up in my head. Gotta get the dough, babies need
nourishment. I mean, gotta go with
the facts.
Virgil. All
right. Nah, you ain't doing me like that. You ain't doing me.
For my black queen, Sasha.
And Gold Dust. All right.
Yo, you are foul, bro. You are
Jeff Hardy at number five.
Number five.
Gold Dust. All right, Gold Dust. All right, Ty.
You're an
All right.
Eddie Guerrero is going to wrestling God. Y'all just gonna have to be mad. Y'all just gonna have to be mad. That's just how it works.
I'm
giving a horn swallow.
You get a god darn spirit squad. You get nasty, nasty, filthy top five.
Is, who as it appears ain't on my tier. Being hated by cats who ain't make it, that ain't my fault.
My favorite what?
What is your favorite fish move?
Favorite?
It doesn't matter what your favorite fish is.
Oh no. Oh, this
oh god damn it. He's a photo 40%. Yo, Montez, I said he's fucking
here. Yeah, I was about to say this. Hold on, yo. You lucky WWE got copyright, love. Boy, I would play the street
far time. I'm excited. It should be fun. I'm gonna beat her ass. But...
Alright, talk your talk. I'm more interested in it now than I was before. To be honest with you, I mean, I was interested in it because it's, you know, it's money in the bank.
You gotta have some good and bad in there to me. Even when it don't make sense, so that's why I'm like,
I mean, because really that was there, other than like the AJs and stuff like that, that was really his, you know what I'm saying? That was like the most credible.
To
it angles right over my face too perfectly. That is funny.
I tried. I swear. Yo, listen. I try. Stop. Let it happen. I'm gonna need you to relax.
Wow. Dog, it's like you knew where I was gonna be on the screen.
Relax.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
Right, we back. It's episode 57 here on OE Wrestling Extreme Predictions. Of course, with my boy Dre, and then of course co-host family of the page, of course, from Get Your Bars Off podcast, Art Starts and Smarts, and so much more. The narrative. Go follow the network. It's a network over there. You hear me? You heard me? It's RE Starts, and we doing predictions, y'all, and we're keeping track. This is officially, we're keeping track. We're going to show how I'm the predictor. Because if this was the Vince era, I would smoke them. All right? I smoked them. You hear me? I mean, smoke them. Y'all can go back. Go on YouTube. Twitch don't keep it. So go on YouTube. Follow the Anchor. All of that. Spotify. All the podcast platforms. I was right on all of them. You hear me? Now I'm starting to get good on AEW, but this is the Triple H one. I'm not gonna lie, this is a goodie. Because Triple H, he'll give you a little professional wrestling. This is what it's supposed to be, and yeah, I got NXT style. Like, oh god, oh damn, goddamn Triple H. So this is a goodie. This is a good. This is a good start to the prediction because I really feel like this is fair ground. And thanks to the Triple H style of you really don't know with this man, especially now since he's so fresh, he's so hot, he's leading up to his first Royal Rumble. We didn't mention this in episode 56. So before we deep dive into the predictions, and it's still WWE related, but something I beg for, and some of y'all know. And Triple H is doing it. War Games is at Survivor Series.
That's fire.
And then another thing, and Ari, I think I saw you mention this on your pod with Sue, Starks and Smarts. Yes, I think Triple H is going to give me close to what I want. I feel like we still going to get a drizzle of like, you know, regular matches and single matches, a little bit, but less. I really believe, shout out to Triple H, we're going to get more Survivor Series matches. on Survivor Series. And the reason why I feel like that, because we're going to get into the predictions, because Extreme Rules feels like Extreme Rules pay-per-view.
Facts. Facts.
And it feels like they're doing Philly justice by giving him a real
And shout out to you, Ari. And then you're giving an Extreme Rules pay-per-view, ECW in the bag style for this type of era, in a hardcore wrestling loving crowd. This man, Triple H, in the company, because I can't say it's only Triple H with the booking. So WWE, shout out to you, Steph. WWE right now, the strategic planning of it is perfect, because you only giving us one Extreme Rules match in the crowd of Philly, bro. That could turn on you. That Philly have shown that we let it know how we feel.
Yeah,
shout out to Philly crowd. I always give them even battle rap, all that. I really like that crowd because they're 100% honest.
My Fonte right, looks like a little sailboat. Sorry. Oh my God. Sorry.
So predictions, we are keeping
track. Because I'm going to be swimming in the money with these predictions, baby.
No. My guys, how are you doing today? Shout out to y'all. Facebook won't show me nothing. Please let me know who you are. Please. I want to acknowledge you, all right? Got to acknowledge the comment section. Are y'all ready?
Acknowledge the comment section.
I'm ready to cook. Watch me cook them. Watch me cook them. Matter of fact, I do want to ask something else. Oh, well, shout out to DeAndre.
What I got two bonus extras right now.
I do. No,
watch me cook this nigga.
I want to add something to our prediction thing. I think you should give half points or a baby or a whole point and don't whatever it is. If you I lost track what I was saying. Because we add points of how they win, lose. Is it clean? If it's dirty.
I think that's I think it should really only depend on the.
I ain't gonna lie, I might invest in this. I might, everybody else got a title match to send around. They got a little championship. I seen links. I'm about to get on my J Blood.
All right, how about this?
I'll say that.
We did
used to do that back in the day. Old wrestling groups. We did add the dirty wins and shit like that. We did.
So how about this? If you make your pick,
Dre's from the West Coast.
You do pin or submission, and if you get it right by that way, you get 2 points. You know what
I'm saying?
Clean, dirty, or no.
And given the stipulation, you know what I'm saying? Because like obviously with the fight pit is submission or knockout.
Tonight is all dirty, ain't it? Yeah.
Right. And then like with the ladder match.
Okay, so like, Dre, you're right. You're right. For this pay per view, we should definitely do how they.
So you can do that, but it's got to like kind of like. Like with the ladder match, you have to like say if Bailey was to do something dirty, we might be able to get the win.
Yeah, so what I was getting at, Ari, because that wasn't really it. I just brought it up. We'll say that for regular type card. This one is a little difficult, like Ari said.
Yeah,
kind of call it. But I was saying if somebody pop up or if there's an interference type stuff. That's what I was talking about.
Let's see what we do. Let's just kind of see where we go with it. We got the foundation. Because I think as we go and we kind of talk about the matches, we'll kind of flesh how we want to describe, at least for this card.
Let's start off with the first match. Let's get into this prediction. SmackDown Women's Championship on the line. Extreme Rules. Liv Morgan, the WWE Women's SmackDown's champion versus the number one contender, the baddest and the planet, Ronda Rousey. Ari starts.
I'm a baby.
Great. You have winning and why?
Remember that song Drake. Now? Okay.
Drake, who do you have winning and why? I'm a
baby. I got Liv Morgan winning.
Why?
I just feel like, I don't know, something about, I feel like she's still got time on her title reign. I think she's had a good title reign, and she really this is really building her right now. Working with Ronda Rousey and whatnot, there's still a lot of time left until we get to Mania. You know, like I think it doesn't hurt for Liv Morgan, and I think with it being Extreme Rules, that this is like her best chance of winning against Ronda in a disqualification type matchup. Because in any
other
matchup,
are you writing this down first though? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah,
I appreciate you.
Well, what about Ari? I wasn't for sure when he was
No, we used the first one. Ari started singing a rap song. Anyway, I'm just gonna do mine right now. I'm gonna go with Liv as well. And the reason why I'm gonna go with Liv is because, like you said, this is a type of match, and this is the type of match that Ronda could lose to, and it doesn't hurt her at all. It's Extreme Rules. Liv can go on a weapon spree, like she can just start raining weapons on top of Ronda, all of this. She could utilize a moment like a drop toe hole into the steel steps and it turned the pages around. So I'm gonna go with Liv Morgan as well, retaining, because I agree, like, she's not doing a horrible job. Let's see what more we could get from her.
No, she's gonna get Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey is a great tech. Like, I don't care what people some say, Ronda Rousey's new. Ronda Rousey proved herself to me in WWE, so she's a great test for Liv Morgan, because regardless how you feel about Ronda, your wrestling eyes show that that's a dominant woman. Like, she's a monster in the ring, right, no matter any way you look at it. So a victory over her helps Liv run.
Yeah, it really helps.
Here you go, Ari's on you.
Me, man, I'm really torn on this one, because I feel like Shayna Baszler is still a catalyst. I still don't forget about that little nod that she had to her, like, yo, link up, we can run roughshod on this division. And where is better to start with her as the champion? And it's like, her as the champion is like, Shayna can, like, she'll be able to get more TV time. She'll be able to, you know what I'm saying, be showcased in more big feuds. Like, kind of like in the sense of what, like, not saying like Finn, well, he is in a sense, but what Damian is getting in this whole Judgment Day aspect, like, given, like, they are, you know what I'm saying, being presented as the top heel faction on Raw, and out of that, you know what I'm saying, Damian has been getting some really good matches, some really good big wins and such like that, a lot of TV time and such. Not saying that he wasn't getting it before, but it's like, it looks like the guy we know, you know?
Right.
Like, he gives me Punishment Martinez vibes again on the low.
So, but, Ari, I agree with you,
I feel like she might be, like, given, like I said, there's no rules in this shit. She could come and, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
So, Ari, I agree.
Liv doesn't have nobody to, like, come get her follow-up.
I agree on the Ronda and Shayna thing, but my thing is, I got that happening after the match.
But this is my thing also, because, like, all right, say because they
want
up.
Them to, I want them to run...
How long do
you... And then I want this to build up who like a big number one contender match type feeling, because yeah,
that can definitely be the team that takes the titles from Control. But are we looking at these two as
for a little while
babyface faction? I mean, team,
no,
or are they going to be? And that's my thing. How can you do that when Control is full heel?
But they don't have to take it now. Like, but what
I know,
saying,
I know, I know.
Maybe because
the want is going to be there, because it's not a lot in the
pool.
That's
good though. That's good though. The want is sometimes is good. Sometimes the want is and not getting it now is good in wrestling. Sometimes we gotta want it, just like we gotta want to come back to watch wrestling. That's all I'm saying on my and it's like long term story. And the reason why I keep going for long term booking now is because of Triple H. Like, he is somebody that's more creative into, I don't want it to be like, he's agreeing with me, like, as in championship matters, a champion matters when they hold the title for a little longer. That's what adds the prestige. So storylines, they build more when we have a story to talk over, not three.
Do you think Liv's story is moving in the direction that, you know what I'm saying, it should be right now? Cause like I feel
yes
like the crowd
no.
is 50-50 if they want to like get
yes
behind
and
her, and then it's that other side that's still like, we ain't really
this
feeling it yet.
This is why she needs to win. This is why I'm picking Liv to win.
She needs to win.
It really depends on the match.
You know why?
It really depends on how the match goes.
You got
exactly.
You got a great
really
point up. But you really helped me remember why. Because
you helped me pick why.
Because I remember when they had that matchup where she won at SummerSlam, but she really lost, and that rubbed a lot of people. That's when they turned on her. You know what I'm saying?
But remember, the Shayna Baszler match was supposed to be the cleanup.
So they've been cleaning up ever since. Really, it's been you know, we kind of messed up
the table spot on that SmackDown show. Yeah, something like sure.
They're gonna let her get a little run just to erase that. You know, because otherwise.
But how many underdog stories can you do?
You should have been the champion since SummerSlam. You know what I'm saying? You ain't been the real champion.
Ari, when you say that, I really believe it's on the person. I understand how many do. It's the people that can carry it. Because
that's true.
Liv is
great. Again, man, this is Ronda Rousey. It all depends on if Ronda's willing. If Ronda's willing to lose.
This is Ari. Just like you said, this match will help depend. And I'm confident enough in Ronda Rousey and Liv to deliver. And that's why I need Liv to win this,
because Liv showed her that she can go. She can go extreme.
No, but to get the fans behind her type match.
No, no, I thought the spot she did on SmackDown when she did the table spot with what's her name? The fucking military mom joint.
Lacey Evans.
Sorry, I'm just thinking. I'm still thinking of Lindsay Dorado from our conversation earlier, Dre. But anyways, I just seen that spot, and I just seen okay, she did the top senton into the table. Like, all right, I'm fucking with it. There ain't too many women doing that shit.
Match like this is
at least in WWE, but
solidify. No, she needed this match.
But that's the thing too, and the reason why I can feel like I can edge, and it's like a slight edge to Liv, is because once again the whole thing of is like Ronda weapons that's outside of Extreme Rules is these hands and feet and that shit. But now
the Liv is more creative.
It's an even playing field, but where I feel like she gonna pull that rabbit out of hat. No pun intended. Like. Ha, motherfucker, I got two of me.
Yeah, right, Meet Shayna. Bink,
we about that's to jump this saying. Bitch. After, smink.
I just think the frustration going to happen, and then that's when after Shayna just going
to
I'm not going to lie. I give you credit, though. Even though I want it to happen after, I can't, thanks to you, I can see it now. I can see.
Let's keep it tall right now.
I can see story with Ronda having this title.
Ronda's not a heel per se right now. She's moving because I think with the whole suspension thing, they wanted to kind of build that badass, you know what I'm saying, energy with her going at Adam Pearce, smoking the security, paying her fine, throwing the bread on the table, knowing
got face heat to me.
I'm not saying it's supposed to be baby face. It's supposed to be it's that badass. Was Stone Cold Steve Austin always a baby? He was the top baby, but he maybe she's not selling it
like that. Maybe I see what you're saying. I'm thinking what was happening, but the visual for me, I see Hill.
But that's because what we know of Ronda too.
But not even that, Ari. Like you in a situation with Liv. I'm sorry, she looked like a Hill because Liv is that much of a baby face.
Yeah,
When I see the match card, Ronda looks like.
And if they are trying to keep her in that babyface badass aspect, if she was to lose, she would have to you know what I'm saying, at least show some sign of respect to Liv. To not feel all right, it wasn't a fluke or no shit like that.
Talked about this.
I think if anything, she's gonna push Ronda. I think they're gonna be heels, bro. I think Ronda's a heel. I think her pushing Shayna, even though Shayna's a heel. Ronda's pushing Shayna even more to do more hill activity.
But that's another reason why Shayna, because she beat Liv at Clash.
Yeah, no, Ronda Rousey.
All right, final decision. All right,
man. I'm gonna go final decision, man. I'm edging Liv, man. Just slightest, man. Because I really feel like, yo, if I don't see Shayna. Then I'll be like, all right, Liv got it.
Are any of y'all using any of your five confidence?
Wait, but we do it at the end. Let's do that. Let's save that for then. After we do all our prediction, to see what you double up and on. Because I ain't gonna lie, the more we talk through predictions, I'll be like, huh? Because Ari, I ain't gonna lie, you had me. Ronda, you know, and then Dre, you said the haymaker. Because Ronda could pull that card. I'm not losing.
I'm not losing. I'm stoned, and I got a random thing. So what if it was like, what if it was like a really racist hate mongoling?
Guys, like, relax.
And they called him Hate Maker.
Yo, all right, ladies and gentlemen, the next match we'll be doing predictions on Karrion Kross versus Drew McIntyre in a strap match.
Pause.
Oh my god, this is nasty. This is a nasty one.
I'm sorry, bro. I feel like we just gotta pause the title of that match. Can they call it like a leather belt match or something like that? Like, please. Jesus.
Anyway, the match is going down. Drew
McIntyre.
Not with
the scissory shit going on the other show. Y'all talking about strap matches over here? Yeah,
the belt match, right. The belt match. So, Ari, since we're here, who do you have? Karrion Kross or your boy, Drew Mac with the cheese?
Yo, y'all know I love my boy Drew Mac with the cheese. But I think Karrion is taking this joint. And I'm going to put two. I'm going to wait. Because I just feel it.
All right,
but I'm going with Karrion Kross. I feel like we're really trying to rewrite the wrongs of what happened with the whole fucking like Jason X. The nigga had the Jason X mask on and shit, bruh. Like,
yo, Lord, oh my god,
yeah, bruh. Breathe, bro. Like,
ooh.
Oh, Cole, brother. Oh, brother, oh, Cole. Hurt. Then call an invite. We got to get Cole up here, yo, because he got to get to this nigga. Yo, but no, so I think though, for sure, that Karrion Kross, they rewriting the wrongs of what they did with the first debut on the main roster. And that all started with him attacking Drew and smoking this nigga. Like, fuck this
smoking,
whole Roman Reigns shit. Did you get, not, anytime you see me,
I'm not concerned about you. Yeah, don't acknowledge him. Acknowledge me.
Acknowledge this arm around your throat choking you, nigga. Like,
sleep.
For real. For real. The tribal sleep. But nah, so it's really, really looking like it's, and who better to get that solidifying win to show I'm a player on this, in this main stage level, than Drew McIntyre? A former WWE champion, you know what I'm saying? Royal Rumble winner, all of those accolades, whoop-de-whoop. And he come in and beat him in the match that Drew presented. And I feel like Scarlett's gonna add some adding to this match, because you gotta keep the whole energy of the valet and the strong, you know what I'm saying, new nigga. Like, going, like, I feel like they are that energy that we miss with what we seen with Andrade and Zelina. Like, but I feel like they're going to actually take this to where they really need to go. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm going with Karrion, man. No loss on his first pay-per-view. No loss.
Hilarious. John Cena is the white rabbit.
Elaborate. Because he plays an elephant in his commercials.
Oh, fuck.
The little pistachio commercial.
Great, who do you got? Karrion Kross. Oh, me? Oh, I got Karrion Kross. Easy. Sorry. First match.
What if Karrion Kross? What's Karrion Kross' middle name?
Anyway, first real match.
Killer Karrion Kross.
Match in the main roster in this NXT style type gimmick. He can't. It's gonna be a good match.
That's gonna let me cook, y'all.
Drew McIntyre can lose, so I mean, Karrion Kross. It's that simple.
Here's the thing: the more time that went by since his debut, the more I'm starting to lean towards Drew McIntyre, because he's literally beat the shit out of Drew McIntyre for like 4 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks now.
If it ain't Seth and Riddle, it's Drew and Karrion. One of these niggas is just one-sided. It's very one-sided.
Yeah, it's been very one-sided. I'm thinking tonight, Drew gets the W.
Karrion Kross return match?
I think it's return match. He's been back for like a month
match. He had one match. Yo, this is one return match. He came back against a knobber, bro. Like,
all right, I'll go carry him, just chilling, bro. I ain't gonna use
that. Nigga just sitting there looking at the clock, saying, "Just go like." I can't.
That's good though, because I'm really on the edge because Drew's lost. I get to go outside and play against my friends. He's lost the Roman, and then he's been getting hoed by Karrion Kross for like a month now. That's great for Karrion. It's like, all right,
I'm glad you was on
top forever.
I'm gonna bring that up again in a future match.
You know, WWE like the good guy to.
All right, so we all got Liv and we all got Karrion.
Bet,
yeah. I got Scarlett Bordeaux being a, because with Dre was saying, where I feel like Drew can take it with him being smoked all these times, with him having that one little moment of like, oh, I can win it. I think Scarlett Bordeaux, you know what I'm saying, finds a way to interfere to take that.
I agree.
Pull the rug right from under everybody.
It's a beautiful way to show that hits Scarlett the fireball this time. Oh, no.
Not all right. Bonus question, Scarlett. What we have? We have booty meat.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
No, what if Scarlett pulls a Scarlett pulls a Chelsea Green?
Will she cover? Will be, oh man, hey, I'll be like Jerry the King Lawler would like say,
shush, please.
Thank you.
See, I was gonna do this match, but now I'm gonna have to wait because of that. Right, just because of that. So we're gonna skip to this. The good old-fashioned Donnybrook match.
Good old-fashioned Donnybrook match, yeah.
The Brawling Brutes versus Imperium. This match is going to be fire.
Yo,
this is a match.
I got an early extra prediction. Giovanni Vinci about to go off. This is first time on the main stage? A nigga that came from the Cruiserweight Classic? This nigga's, oh, y'all brought me up here? And what? It's up. And it's free.
Home about that, like Cesaro.
He about to be flipping niggas, flipping on niggas. Yeah. Flipping niggas onto other niggas. Like, yo, it's about to get crazy for my boy.
I'm telling you. Watch.
He really baby Cesaro, though. Like, real talk. He's Cesaro if he, like,
that knew how to jump. High-flying move.
Yeah. Deadass. My nigga Giovanni Vinci. It's my nigga.
Question is, Dre, who do you have winning? The Brawling Brutes or Imperium?
I got the Brawling Brutes.
Why?
Because they need a win.
The Colonial niggas was from the UK. The Colonial niggas were from Great Britain.
This doesn't hurt Walter. These are the matches Walter loses. He loses the matchups where he doesn't have to take the pinfall.
Yeah, because he just won on Friday, so it's like,
damn.
Yeah, and like I said, you can have Ludwig or Giovanni take the pin.
We all have the Brawling Brutes
for sure. You got to give him a big win. You got to give him a big win, man. After all of this work that they've been putting in,
come down to the confidence, please.
Right. Like, but ladies and gentlemen, this is a goodie. This is where it might separate us. We are agreeing on all matches so far.
Oh, God.
The Raw Women's Championship is on the line. It's a ladder match. Bianca Belair, the women's champion, versus the number one contender, Bayley. Who do y'all have winning and why, Ari?
First question, does this match close the show over the fight pit?
We're not doing that.
Bonus question. Okay.
That's a bonus question. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Bonus
bet.
So Ari.
All right.
I can't wait to get a bonus question.
I
want to give Triple H praise that we even had that type of bonus question. But go ahead, Ari. Who do you have winning? Because this is a goodie.
This is tough.
I'm not putting no top 5 points on none of this. Do you hear me?
First pay per view without any of the bloodline too.
Yeah.
Yes. Dre, we're going to talk about it.
And it's lit.
We're going to talk about it.
Interview without gun titles?
Relax. We're going to talk about it. Let's stick with this match. We're going to give him his praise.
But yeah, bro, I'm going. It's really tough, bro, because it's like, it feels like a little bit like like anytime Bianca has that title, man, it just feels like the women's division is just in good hands, bro. Like, I don't know.
She beat all the horsewomen.
You know what I'm saying?
So
like, she's just been knocking it out the park.
But Bayley.
No, she beat her at Hell in a Cell?
I thought it was Charlotte she hasn't wrestled yet.
Yeah, she hasn't right. Beat Charlotte. My apologies.
Yeah,
right.
we were just waiting for the rematch.
Against her and Charlotte. Yeah, Charlotte, and that's the match Charlotte been begging
given, do y'all think that maybe if Bayley didn't get injured, was she supposed to win at that next time that they was going to wrestle? That's what something that always sat in the back of my mind, because like, what was the big importance of this rematch? Like, Bianca beat her.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
She's here now. Bayley back.
No, that's true. But we know everybody knew the first thing that Bayley was gonna do was spin the block on Bianca.
Yeah,
all knew that. As Bianca wanted the same thing. I gotta make sure I'm not tripping, bruh. Bianca won that match, man. I feel like she did.
Ari Starks.
Yeah. But I'm going to go.
Bianca Belair. Or Bayley. In a ladder match. They must climb the ladder. Take it down. Walk away. Who do you got?
I feel like I can. Because you just got this whole thing with fucking Bayley bringing the fucking her crew with her. Mm-hmm. Alexa and Asuka got smoked, mm-hmm. so they not in the fucking picture mm-hmm. as we believe right. to see for right now.
Right.
Oh man.
Yo, listeners, you see how they try to prolong? You see that?
This is tough, bro.
I lost my paper.
This is really fucking tough.
Oh, it's a really tough. All right, let's go. Who you got?
Like, man. I know who I got. I'm scared, bro, because it's like you got Bayley and her crew got the tag titles.
No, H Love.
Who fucking factions with the titles,
who
man.
You got? Who you got?
I'm going Bayley, man. I'm going Bayley.
Bayley. Who you got, Dre? Don't run either.
I had Bayley, but the more I think about it, I'm kind of thinking like, man, what about Rhea Ripley?
No, thank you. Hold on. No, thank you. I'm glad you said Rhea Ripley, because that's what was my prediction on my show. I had Bianca, because I think that's the next
Young one. Bucks debut tonight. Yo, this man Cole. I put a link in the chat. So I don't
know. I'm glad you said that, though, Dre, because that's what I said on the pod. Go check out Starks and Smarks episode 7. But yeah, Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, that's the one we've really been waiting for after the Bayley situation, because that was the one that was going to be next up.
That seems like who should take the that's title them. Off of
them. I'm waiting for I Bianca think Belair I versus just Charlotte. As, all right.
Like, where she's positioned.
But like you said, man, Triple H loves his factions with titles, so I'm going for Bayley.
Man, they better get
me in the goddamn bonus ring. Point. I
got to
wear the same outfit,
exactly,
man.
Oh, no. I will remove you from the yo.
Nah, bro. No, dead ass, though, son. Like when that. Is Rhea Ripley getting back in the ring? Is she still injured? Is she still healing or something?
I don't know.
So frustrating with Bayley.
Because, like,
I'm blessed
with all that. Just hiding.
I'm going to stick with my original choice, which was Bianca.
I like that. I low key want to pick Bianca. Because
yeah, you do.
Because the reason why I want to say this is because of what we said. We know Triple H likes his faction with the title. We know that I gotta give this man credit. I feel like we all know it's gonna happen. He's the type of dude to be like, haha, like you thought. I'm gonna take the chance on this one, even though I agree that Triple H like the factions. And that visual of all three of them having the title, but at the same time, this can be the time for Dakota and EO more this time, because Bayley is there. Like, but Bayley doesn't need
this. She plays like the Soraya role.
I don't need it. I don't
what was
need
this shit
title.
Called? What was there? abolition. It was abolition. Jesus Christ!
Like
three white women like, in a faction called abolition.
Bailey standing next, like them two standing absolution, beside Bailey, absolution. Like them having the women's tag team's title, and Bailey's in the middle. That's still a good visual. Like Bailey, she's done enough in the game where you match up with the tag team champions. Like that visual is still there now, and it was crazy how the levels kind of even out. It's like that visual is Bailey. You look like the leader, which is crazy. Without the titles, visually, you still look like you're leading them to success, and you're just great. Like you see what I'm saying?
You need somebody to lead her.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I had Bailey, but I'm going with Bianca.
Damn, that's a tough.
I'm going with Bianca.
Almost make me want to change my vote.
Bailey really doesn't need the title.
I definitely see because she keep iterating that she's gonna have the team out there with her. I feel like Asuka and Bailey gonna find some way to like fight through it, come out, and even the odds.
Helps,
you know what I'm saying? Make it an actual one-on-one ladder.
That helps the Lyra even looks even better. So when you get to that big match, if it's either Rhea or Charlotte, it's going to
be. Bro, we're really getting a one-on-one women's ladder match tonight. Like, that's fucking fire, dog.
That's fire, bro.
That's fire, bro.
That's really fire. And you got a woman who was a part of the first women's Iron Man match and a woman who does nothing but make just fucking moments. Like this just makes perfect sense to have these two do the ladder match. Like, I want to see this match just as much as I want to see the fight pit.
Turn
dead
your
ass.
I'm
like
so
dead
serious.
Ass.
Grab your collar.
I'm telling you, man. Like,
for
and Bianca then, has and another thing
us,
on her resume to show why she's making
how
fucking legendary great. Status.
That's what I'm saying, Ari. That's another reason why I got her winning.
She's on a Gucci Gotti.
Why not? Like, Triple H also is a person that like to build stars as much as he can. Bianca Belair, even though she's there, she got
her name is Bianca Gotti now. Her name is Bianca Gotti now, bro. Like, cause she really on a Gotti run. She on a Geechee Gotti run, bro. Like, it's like you can't deny the shit, bro. Like, it's crazy.
I'm excited for that.
So
Dre got Bailey.
Yeah.
Me and Ari got Bailey. Oh, there we go.
A switch up a little bit.
Once again, this is a good of a card that we haven't used. Because I feel like we really ain't going to be using no confidence points for the first couple matches that we said.
Nah, I feel like a lot of confidence points going to go in one match. But anyway.
Oh, yeah, I got one match.
The next match. This is a goodie, too. I ain't going to lie. This is
that's
a good
also
pick. I'm very interested to hear y'all picks on this one. I Quit match the Rated R Superstar Edge. Versus Finn Balor.
I love it. I've been saying that nigga name like that.
Dre, who do you have winning and why? Edge or your boy?
Dre, you look like Tiger Woods when you put that hat on. I don't know why. He just gave me Tiger Woods vibes. Maybe it's because the hat white. I don't know, but just, I don't know. You got that.
Shout out to my cousin Tiger, man. I got a cousin.
He hurt my feelings. Damn right I did.
A perfect like Nike Tiger brim thing going on. Like,
yo,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you brim. I don't know if that's like different or never mind. But anyway, yeah.
Edge or Finn Balor.
You already know what time it is, Dre. You better pick gang, nigga. I'm just playing.
I know. I'm
you better pick gang,
I want
nigga.
Finn Balor to win, but man,
Edge
is
right?
The
it's
king
Edge, huh?
Of politics.
Edge and Edge.
Pause. Edge is the king of politics, bro.
Is
just how he went over on AJ at Mania. Just how he went over on AJ and Finn, only for them to turn on him the next night after he won. For the dude he pinned,
see, at least,
like,
at least
that made
at
no
least
sense.
Kenny Omega so got his get back.
It just
on,
lets
on the
me know player. That Edge will find a way to get everybody to go along with his bullshit, bro. Edge is just like Edge is on his retirement run, and so in the process, everybody is jobbing to Edge. It isn't what I could do for you. It's I didn't think I was gonna be here again, and I'm back for me.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like
and me only.
Like, who has Edge put over?
Yo, anyway, besides who do you have? Edge or Finn Balor? You know, we ain't gonna slander.
I mean, to an extent, he's put over. He's put over the Judgment Day. Like, they smoked that nigga.
He wins in the big matches.
But that's how it's supposed to go, in a sense, for babyfaces. I mean,
that's given, why I got him for this matchup, man.
Yeah, if I say given the new era, like heels show more dominance, but usually the babyface gets his get back. But for me, I'm going Finn Balor because I don't think the way that Triple H has been building or has the vision to build Judgment Day to be the top faction on Monday Night Raw with Edge's idea or his goal is to destroy Judgment Day. He's beaten Damian Priest. Now he's going for Finn Balor. And he beat technically kind of beat the shit out of what's his name? Dominic. Right. So he got two out of the three, you know what I'm saying? Now he just got Finn Balor. But do you have one man destroy your whole top faction? Hell no. If you got the commentary saying this team is what the Bloodline is to SmackDown, is what Judgment Day is to Raw type shit, like, do you want to have one guy beat, you know what I'm saying, these guys? Like, all of them? Like,
You know what? I'm going to change mine to Balor just off the premise. I don't think Edge is wanting to work the dates. Like, wow. Edge is like, yo, wow, write me off until Royal Rumble so I can have a surprise entrance. Come back in time for the big money WrestleMania event. Like, y'all can work and...
I got Finn Balor. And the reason why I got Finn Balor because, first of all, I did hear rumors that Triple H wants to give Finn a push.
And that was going to be my other thing. And I don't even think it's rumors. Just look at what we've been seeing. You know what I'm saying? He's looked
they
totally
called him
different.
The leader last week. And it's a tale of two halves
of his career. There was not a leader until the
end. Bro, I had indication for the longest it was Damian Priest. And
I thought it was Rhea.
People telling me that.
People was telling
then
me it was
the last
Rhea.
Couple weeks, it started feeling like Rhea. Once they start working with Rey Mysterio, I was like, yo, Phil, like Rhea's the leader. Like everybody but Finn felt like the leader.
Until we pulled out that Grape Street flag. It became a different energy
out there, relax, bro.
He put
not like that.
Dre, look at the color of
Dre,
your back.
Nah, you don't like that.
Dre, you don't get to go home happy. Dre, what's the color of your background?
He don't like it. Oh,
what's the color of your background, Dre?
Oh, look, Dre. His blood is boiling.
That nigga turning red.
Double entendre right there. That was a double entendre. Red. All right, I got you.
Yo, I knew you. That's why I see why you always fucking
with
the red.
Just gang Hulk up on me, you damn East Coasters.
You can't wait for them to bring the Red Hulk into the She-Hulk show, huh?
Did y'all see that video clip of like the rapper? He's like walking in the street in New York, and they're like, "Yo, man, you said he was a blood or something like that."
And and he got hit by the car.
I was like, "No, you not. No, you not."
That nigga, the way that nigga got up instantly from after getting hit by a car,
That nigga was not meant to be in the space he was in. Oh my god.
Yo, but no, man. Finn Balor definitely is like, they want to kind of, like I said, once again, righting the wrongs of earlier.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? It's a tale of two halves of this year.
Man, and it's Triple H guys. No, let's keep it real. It's Triple H guys.
Yeah, all right. let's keep it all the way tall. Finn was supposed to be like what where Matt Riddle is. Let's keep it tall. Finn was supposed to be in that type of energy.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. That was Triple H. Yeah, he was the first ever Universal Champion.
Here's what's nasty. You had Finn Balor take on Bobby Lashley in the second to last match, the match right before the main event of WrestleMania. Finn goes over clean on Bobby Lashley. And then right after that, Bobby Lashley goes on to have a crazy 2 years. Mm-hmm. And Finn Balor has been just floundering. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, damn, how you beat somebody? And
I'll be honest.
Their projection skyrockets.
He was on SmackDown like during that time, if I'm not mistaken, right?
You know what I'm saying?
He was on SmackDown during that time.
Yeah.
So who we got now, for this match all around?
Yeah, I think I'm going Finn because I think
I'm going to go Balor. Edge don't want to work.
We got to start building that foundation of strong wins, man. Right. And Edge, you got Rey Mysterio and Triple Edge on your resume. That's big. But
somehow, I ain't gonna lie to you, I got Ray getting involved in this somehow. Not saying he's gonna join Judgment Day at all. At all, I'm not saying that. But
if anything, somehow, I think
Edge is gonna hit Dominic. Yeah, I think
I think this be the night that Ray finally, you know what I'm saying, hits Dominic with that chair or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I think this is the night. Obviously, I don't know if that was a question or anything, but I feel like that's going to happen because why have you kept building it? You gotta pull the trigger sooner or later.
Tonight. I don't think tonight.
You know what's fire about this? There's like three matchups where the White Rabbit could legitimately interfere and it would make perfect sense. The Karrion Kross match, the Edge Balor match, and the Seth Rollins Matt Riddle. Any one of those three matches, like, I could see good segments. I could see him working with Drew McIntyre. That'd probably be the safest.
That would say at this point, I'm so anxious to see who it is again.
You know, if it ain't Bray Wyatt, I feel like it's gonna be like the
scene. What if it's Fandango?
Oh, because he's on Impact. He was on Bound for Glory.
Yeah. So,
we see him looking the Hardy Ring of Honor and WWE the next day.
It's us three doing predictions, but let's get a little referee in this mix of this triple threat. Shout out to my boy Jason.
That nigga said you was on NXT. Yeah, and I seen that shit. That nigga said you in NXT. I seen that shit. That's just an NXT arrival. Was that a wordplay? We arrived. We arrived to the show. All right, I cleaned it up for you.
What's good, yo?
What's going on, Jason? We get into the final match on the card for the prediction. Matt Riddle, Seth Rollins, it's a fight pit match.
You know the first rule about the fight pit? You don't tell anyone about the fight pit.
And with a special referee.
DC Daniel Cormier.
Yes, sir. Yo, I was watching a bump earlier.
Brock Lesnar popped up. So, oh, my God.
Yo, why the host? Why the hose from the bump, right? They talking about the match and shit, right? He's giving like Seth pointers and shit what to look out for. So the host ends up asking him, like, yo, so you know, because I guess he brought up the Anderson Silva match about like just his admiration and like, you know what I'm saying, being in that moment and such, you know what I'm saying, whoop de whoop. And he said he had a pause and he was like, he couldn't, like, say Seth can't pause, he got to be on go all the time. Long story short, the host had asked him, like, yeah, in that match, you know, Silver took you out with that kick to the ribs. You got any pointers on what Seth can do to, like, look out for that? And this Daniel Cormier is sitting there, like, just trying to keep this smile. You going to bring up me catching this L, nigga? Like, clearly he did. Like, Daniel Cormier didn't say nothing about him losing. Like, this thing is going to bring. But, yeah, you know you lost that shit, though, right? Like, yo, this is gonna be DC gonna have a tough time in WWE, bro. I don't give a talk. Niggas gonna be cooking him. Like, nigga, you was crying and shit, nigga. Like, don't let Seth
got winning.
Ugh. I feel like Riddle gotta win at this point. Gotta.
Yeah.
Like, they've been dragging this feud out like for how long?
It's been good though.
It was supposed to be since SummerSlam, right? They're supposed to wrestle at SummerSlam, right?
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not having been mad at it. Not one.
He got to get a little longer than that, but
I'm not gonna lie. And then remember, I said this rival will go into Survivor Series.
I thought this shit, the feud been going down since what, the last Survivor Series.
Like, I predicted this at like their first meeting. I was like, I see this going into Survivor Series. One of the Survivor Series match. Either they're going to be part of the War Games or they're going to have their own teams.
But let's keep it tall. Seth openly speaks about, like, he really don't fuck with Riddle. Like, and everything he's doing is just on a professional level. Do you think that's what he's saying. Obviously, what he's doing on TV, like, that's just for TV. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But who knows that, you know, who knows? Right. But in the Ariel Helwani interview, he was pretty much saying like, yeah, it's real tension there. It's real heat there, long story short. And I'm saying, do he think he really wants to continue to keep working with him? Like, given, all right, the shit is hot, is going, but given like when we look at like how cage matches are, Hell in a Cell, should the fight pit be the ending of this feud? Like, it I feel like it should end in a match like this. Like, when a nigga knocks you out or submits you, like, what else is there to talk about?
Yeah, I agree. Move I agree. On. But question is, who do you got winning?
Riddle.
And on that note, yeah, I'm gonna go Seth.
Dre, who do you have winning here?
I got Seth Rollins.
Oh my god. I'm not gonna lie, I got Seth Rollins. And I'm in my little hot take on why I got Seth Rollins. The way to help end this and carry on to another special feud, especially with Saudi Arabia coming around the corner, I got DC and Matt Riddle getting an altercation.
Possibly. I mean,
that's a Saudi Arabia match if I ever seen one.
He's a big fan of Seth Rollins. He was there when he won the title, cashing and all of that shit. Like, who knows? You know what I'm saying? Like,
and then even help off this story.
But I don't think that plays into Daniel Cormier's character, though. Like, what he shows me, like, given what if this thing's supposed to pay homage to John
Riddle
Jones,
could hit him. Seth could. Steph could do a sneaky tacket where it made like Riddle hit him on purpose. Easy. Steph could duck and Riddle could kick him in the back of the head and DC just start wilding out.
This is paying homage to DC and John Jones. We all know John Jones was definitely the heel in that feud. I feel like DC was moving like the biggest baby face to the point he was crying when he won matches. Like,
God, man, Jesus. Seth Rollins just been on the roll, and he is Triple H's guy. Like, that's like his first pupil in, like, in a sense. Him, you know what I'm saying?
Kevin Owens.
But you know H love him some Riddle, too, bro. Like,
I know he ain't
Seth, but Riddle, yeah, like,
But he not Seth, though. Like,
Seth is, like, his golden boy.
God. Like, that, out of, you start the list of Triple H guys, Seth is up there. Like,
well, he's the number one. Yeah,
number one.
Yeah, by far. Like, and I think Triple H is that, yo, you took enough losses.
He went on loss for damn near a whole year. And then
that's not my problem. Because I told y'all, I'm a fan of that. I'm sorry. I know y'all see highlighting the losses, but bro, he doesn't. Seth has never felt like, oh, I'm putting you mid-card level because you've been losing it. No. Right. Seth has that key that
I'm
is
glad you said that,
a
bro.
Beautiful thing that every professional wrestler should want. And I hate to bring up his name, but somebody who had it, who kind of career went downhill. But I used to always say that with a Velveteen Dream. Bro, in NXT, that man used to lose so much, but he used to get over regardless.
I ain't gonna lie. Who was it? It was Matt Riddle. Matt Riddle destroyed that man. Something vicious. And, yo.
But we still looked at Velveteen. Oh, no, you're a downgrade. You keep losing. No, we looked at Velveteen even higher.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, the year he got fired and he just kept losing or wasn't around. It was like, okay, now, like, this nigga still losing.
But that was
it. Different. Got to a point where it was like, all right, something's weird.
I'm talking about the period when he was first.
Nah, I feel you.
And then he won. Seth Rollins had, bro, he lost to Cody, but low key, and I'm not the hugest Cody fan. I wanted another match. I'm sorry. I wanted just how the Matt Riddle and Seth. But the only thing is, Ari, I agree with y'all. Like Jason, I would love this rivalry to continue, but with Ari, you saying this is a fight pit match, y'all can stop it.
And the only reason why I feel
it's going to feel like you force feeding because
the WWE shot themselves in the foot because on Raw, Bobby Lashley calling out Seth like, yo, I need that smoke on Monday. I don't give a fuck about what's happening on on Saturday. Monday is me and Seth for this United States title.
I can see it.
But that just shows you already, even if win or lose. I'm just saying, either win or lose, Seth is in a title match next.
And I want to say this.
And he could possibly win it.
I hope Seth wins. And I'm a Bobby fan. I love Bobby fan. I'm Bobby Lashley run. But the only reason why I want Seth to win, because it does carry on that prestige feel of like, yo, hold on. Like, we got world champions fighting for the IC title now. This is not, oh, two mid carders just trying to fight. No, this is what Seth said, world, though. He's these two world champions who's taking a step back. Who's
using Seth was saying in that interview, he was like, yo, I get it. Roman's the top guy. If Roman's Hogan, then I'm the Macho Man. I'm Macho Man. I'm that. I'm the next lit nigga.
That's just proof. You know what I'm saying? Because Macho Man did the same thing. I stepped down for the IC title, but it didn't feel like a step down. Not necessarily to the fans. It went back to, no, I need to get back to where I was. So I'm going to go to IC division, run that, and show you how important this is. And now
you're going to raise it even higher.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would keep Seth. I would actually keep the title with Lashley because we have the Survivor Series matchup coming up, and Bobby Lashley and Gunther's title reigns have been running parallel. They have both been running parallel where they have both been fighting defending champions, making both of those titles mean something again.
And how do y'all know Survivor Series is going to be like that?
Because, bro, you're just like, that's a money match, bro. That's a money match. I don't give a fuck what's going on. You took your money off the table not having that match.
I would feel a little, as great as Seth Rollins is as a performer, like I wouldn't have the same feel as watching a Gunther, Sheamus, Gunther, Bobby Lashley, because you know what I'm saying? It's just two big motherfuckers beating the hell out. You know what I'm saying? Look like a heavyweight fight. You know what I'm saying?
You need that section of the subcategory. Reality. You know what I'm
saying? Before we get into prediction, let me ask.
I just think.
Okay. Y'all saying this? How does Seth lose against Bobby? Like, does Bobby beat Seth?
Because of Matt Riddle. Matt Riddle got to do some bullshit.
So you continue in the rivalry.
I can see that. But hold on, Fras. We all just got there together, though. I'm just saying, we went on that journey together to get to there, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just continue.
But the thing is, though, I don't think, once again, only reason why, we got to see what happens tonight. Like I said, if it's some type of tomfoolery in this shit, then yeah, okay, that eases the, you know what I'm saying, the prediction. But man, it's, once again, this is why this story is so amazing, because there's so many ways you can go. Ooh, you know,
now that DC's in there, kind of ruins things for me.
Shout out to Ari for saying this. And I'm thinking about Saudi. I'm trying to add all that in. Yo, damn.
Riddle can win, and
DC and Seth can have an altercation. That's a bit, to me, that's a bigger. Saudi Arabia
DC is
match.
You got, bro. DC got it,
bro. I think wrestling at Saudi Arabia, bro. You're in WWE. They're making you train.
Yeah, this is a payday,
like, bro. He's training, bro. That's a good payday too. Saudi Arabia.
I feel like we would know
Saudi
about this.
Saudi Arabia check.
I feel like we would know about this. If,
you know,
if
Brock Lesnar is always coming back for that Saudi Arabia check. So Brock Lesnar versus DC would make
great
sense.
We're
going
to double promote two pay-per-views at once. We're not doing that no more. What we're going to do is build up one pay-per-view at a time, or some, even if it's two pay-per-views, they blend it.
I'm interested to see what a Triple H Saudi Arabia show looks like. I'm sticking with my Seth choice because I feel like way he loses going into a title match.
The only reason why I said that Saudi Arabia, that thing, and the only reason why I said this because of you, Ari, when you said DC always likes Seth, that's one thing. But the biggest thing is Seth and Riddle. Like, this got to end. And we keep talking about the whole, like, basically what y'all saying, you're kind of continuing the rivalry. It's funny how we just did a double turn. No, the rivalry could end. And if anybody, DC could pull up on Monday. That's money for Monday Night Raw.
I can see that.
I'm changing my mind to Riddle.
Oh, my God. Nasty.
I'm sticking with my Seth Rollins choice.
Nasty work.
Sticking with Riddle.
Yo, oh my God.
How are you gonna lose in the octagon and you a real UFC fighter, bro?
I was about to say. Didn't Owen Hart win that fucking match with Ken Shamrock? No, he won.
You be nasty. You let him talk about your family. He already beat you in Wales. Now you're gonna beat you in your own. Like, come on, yeah. bro. The dignity. I mean, like, I need you to get OW.
That's too much. That's what I just said, Dre. Yeah. I was like, the line.
It's starting
the
to stack up.
The haymakers, right. you can't.
This ain't 50-50 booking, even if Matt Riddle won. He needs a win at this point. He's taking, yeah. like, multiple losses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I ain't gonna lie. You could lock me in for the Riddle.
Yeah. I still got Riddle, but, you know, let's not get confused. Stuff Rollins, no Taekwondo.
Yeah, I'm still not putting no.
All I want to see is Riddle do the fucking off the wall kick that he did, off the cage kick that he did
with Thatcher.
That was one of the illest shit I've ever seen in WWE history, bro. A
beautiful disaster.
That nigga, fuck a beautiful disaster. That nigga looked like some fucking Jackie Chan shit. That nigga like, bong, and the nigga really, I think the nigga lost a tooth. He kicked the shit out of that nigga, bro. That was so like Blitz the League when they zoned all in right. on Mortal Kombat. Like,
you real quick. Jason, I want to get your picks. You got Riddle, but I want to have the rest of your Brawling Brutes or Imperium. Who you got?
Brawling Brutes.
Edge or Finn Balor?
Balor.
Drew or Cross?
Drew. Well, that's a toss up. That's the
what is
up.
His middle name? Yo, it's
yeah. I'm gonna say.
Hurry, Bobby, piss me off.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a toss up.
You Bobby, nah, we need one. Up. We need one. Who you got?
Okay. I'm about to get on my Omar shit on this motherfucker.
I'm gonna say Cross.
What is his middle name?
Bailey versus Bianca.
Hopefully, Bianca.
And Liv versus Ronda.
Hopefully Ronda. I'm saying Ronda.
Killer Carry and Cross. That's
he said hopefully Ronda.
Hopefully Ronda, please. God help us.
Jesus oh, Christ. Poor Liv.
Liv ain't that bad.
My eyes get old. I can't see. We can't deal with the title right, reign.
We all locked in on the matchups. I mean, you want to do all right, the ladies and gentlemen, first, or we want to do the bonus?
First bonus question right. is. What do you have as the main event match?
I think about it, I'm gonna go fight pick because I think you gotta go the women's title. It's the biggest title on the card.
And it's the ladder match, right?
Yeah, and it's the first ever.
Mm-hmm. So you got Bayley and Bianca.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. it's Triple H, and the way this they moving now, I'm agree with Ari on that. I got Bayley and Bianca, and I got them still in the show.
Because I think I know what the first match are going to be.
I think it's going to be the woman match. I think they're going to start with
I think you start with the fucking Imperium and Brawler.
The only reason why I got them starting with the women because it's literally the only Extreme Rules match.
All right, hold up. We're on the main. Main event.
I'm going Bayley and Bianca.
For let's me. Do that too. No, let's do and let's do points. Double points. 2 points. Start.
Hold up. We already got the bonus. You threw the first one out there. I'm saying
you can add up. It's the same thing. What is the first match and what is the last match? It's not that too different of a question.
That was gonna be the second bonus. Perfect.
I got the women starting and I got the women finishing.
All right, just that's the like second. That. Well, all right, so Liv and Ronda, okay.
Liv and Ronda to start, and I got Bianca right, and Bayley.
For me starting, I got Imperium and Brawling Brutes, and that's I got a great the ladder start, match.
Though, that is a great start.
Though. I got the ladder match with the closeout.
Ari, the only reason why I don't have that match to start. Bro,
no, I'm wait. No,
how you going, Ari? How you going?
Main event, you got what now?
But come on, bro. You as a woman, as the woman's champion, you got a match that's not even for a title or nothing. Closing out the show.
That is for the title.
Well, first of all, as a
title,
huh? No, I'm talking about the fight pit. I'm saying if that was the close of the show. Okay. Like, I don't know if I'm Bianca. I'm feeling some type of way. Like, I'm the fucking women's champion. Like, the top title.
I got the fight pit closing just because of the story. Like, it's more of a story there.
I know.
Match you got starting?
I want to say Finn and Edge, for real.
Ooh, all right, quit to start off? Ooh. Yo, this card is...
Because, like, the start, you want to have a match that's going to gravitate, you know. Mm-hmm. You'll draw you in. Mm-hmm. So something like that. A little long, but exciting. So I got that one starting off.
Yeah, the Donnybrook match would have kind of low-key been fire in the cinematic era.
I picked some on Ari's.
Fire. Yo, especially Pete Dunne.
It reminds me of APA versus the Dudleys. Yo, them clips the of
him actually like jumping over the bar. Yo.
I finally, their feud reminds me of APA versus the Dudleys. Where it was like, it was just on site. Like, it don't matter about none of this other shit. Getting mad
they wasn't walking through the front door. Yo,
the disrespect. I love it because only in our wrestling world look at that as pure disrespect.
Even as they didn't got no type of
fucking foundation or wall.
The Dudleys didn't knock. They didn't knock Ma.
They ain't got no wall, Blake.
I don't care. I was told you supposed to knock before you walk in the room.
I love it.
I got Bayley and Bianca Belair for the starting match. I got Seth Rollins and Matt Riddle for the main event.
If they start off with that, they trying to make this feel, you know, Triple H is trying to make pay-per-view feel like the top fours. Because that's a
matter of fact, I ain't even gonna lie. I ain't gonna be pussy, bro. I'm keeping my pick. But Dre, yours is very good.
Start off. I ain't gonna lie. We funny because Ari, I think yours is good to start off. But the only reason why I didn't pick it because how do you follow that, bro? Like, how do you follow
you just said it right there, bro. You just said it right
and
there.
And the only reason why I say the no, I was talking about yours, Ari. I was saying, how do you follow up with the that makes sense if you do it like that, the reverse of the women and then the Don. I do like that. That does
but on the lowest of keys,
but I'm starting off light in my second match. I'm getting y'all like, oh, this is really where we at.
Frost, because GMO booking though, it's that first match.
Yeah, you are right, Dre. You are right, but I'm sticking with that because it's Extreme Rules. I would want my first match like this is. No, I mean this is Extreme Rules. Welcome to Extreme Rules. Liv is very impressive. A match everybody didn't think we was gonna get with her and Ronda, and then after that. I got the Donnybrook match out the gate. I got that the second match anyway. So This card is too much stipulations. It's gonna be too much like great WWE spots. Nah, you gotta actually start off a little slow from in my opinion. Not super slow, but like
Oh yo, I ain't gonna hold you. I think
yo, last bonus question.
Get to that shit.
What matchup or will it be a segment? Segment don't matter when, if you choose segment, but what match will the White Rabbit appear?
Wait, say that one more time.
If you think the White Rabbit is to debut tonight, will it happen in a match or will it happen in a segment? If you're saying match. I need the match. If you're saying segment, you just gonna say segment.
I feel like I'm gonna keep it tall. I feel like it's gonna be
just more teasing.
I think it's gonna be at the end of the show. I think it's gonna be after the fight pit. Cause once it raises, I think that's when it's gonna bang. We're gonna get that glitch in the screen and everything happens type shit. I'll be right back.
Agreeable.
If it happens,
I think it's gonna happen. It gotta happen now. That's something is we too long. I'm gonna say segment. I don't know. I know it makes sense. The most time is professional wrestling to do it after a match or on somebody to start a debut. But if it's the Fiend, who I think it is, or the version of the Fiend or whatever, Bray Wyatt. If it's Bray Wyatt, I think sometimes his character alone sells itself. Like he doesn't need to start. He got a type of character that loves leaving you with questions. So instead of starting off with a rivalry, we get more of, oh shit, he's back. Who's first in line that we gonna Now, I mean, who's the first rivalry? And I don't think we find out till like Monday or Friday.
I'm gonna simplify it. Does the White Rabbit debut tonight? Yes or no?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think so.
Absolutely, bro. How long, bro? So when?
I don't think so.
Like, I'm not gonna hold you. Like, some, like, the QRO code fire. All this is fire, but you can only do that for so long. Like, the type of shit they doing, I believe you can only do that for so long. That's the type of thing, only so long. What you gonna do? You gonna have him appear?
Look, me and Jason say no. You say yes. So I think the yes or no is fair enough for the bonus.
What
was the question?
I think it's gonna happen on War Games.
Does the White Rabbit debut tonight at?
I believe he does.
Come down and walk out. So we got two yes, two no. I think that's fair enough for the thing. Because
man, no, it's War Games.
DC throws the whole wrench in it, because if he does come out, it's gonna have to be the main event. Because what's gonna follow him? You know what I'm saying?
I think you close out the show with the.
That's what I'm saying. Appearance. It's gonna have to be the last thing.
And him being the last thing, I still sticking with the women, because I think it's gonna be his own thing. I'm bless. I'm sticking with his, like, he doesn't need to start off. If it's the person who I think it is, Bray Wyatt. He's the type of person that want to make you ask questions, like, more. I need more.
But we got enough questions throughout these weeks.
But all I'm saying is, he going to appear. I don't think he's going to appear on somebody and start a rivalry. I think it's going to make us wonder.
Didn't they say on SmackDown that he will be appearing there?
No, but I'm saying I think he's going to appear in a segment by himself, not on a match or none of that. I think it's going to start off with
Jay. He's going to reveal himself on camera.
Just revealing his, so he gonna do something creative as fuck. It ain't gonna be like, oh, this is me. Hey,
nah, I mean, come down the entrance. Will he walk down that entrance?
I don't know what his entrance. You know, he might do some spooky shit.
I'm just saying he gonna
appear in the ring.
How the Fiend debut.
I'm with you on that, Fraz. I'm gonna go.
We're
gonna
see him, Dre. Yes, we're gonna see all of these videos.
I'll count that as long as we see what he looks like.
Yo, no, Jerry, you're going. That part is going to happen. But
I think we're going to get the whole video.
I don't think we're going to get like. I don't think we're going to. Oh, that's. He's not, I don't think we're going to be able to be identifiable.
With Dre, I think it's going to be like we're going to get like. I feel like it's going to be like some type of like. Let's say that, like, they put the QR code on the screen, and then, like, you know, say it goes into the video itself and such, and it actually ends up like having this joint. You know, what I'm saying, kind of like finally, like, guys. Answering some of those main questions, like what was the first question that was asked, or some shit like that, like who killed the world, or some shit like that.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I think it will answer one of those questions, like that shit, like that, you know. And it will kind of end up like revealing, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, reveal the answer type shit.
It's not gonna match.
I feel like the vignette will answer a lot of the questions we've been trying to get.
Answer questions. That's Bray Wyatt. I'm gonna answer your questions, but I'm gonna leave you asking more questions.
I'm gonna go with
who's the first person you're gonna attack? What's the first
rivalry? Finn Balor being the match he shows up on. Oh, you know, I'm not
see,
even
that, that was, just, that's just not
debut.
Good. That's
I'm just
not
doing
good
debut. I'm just doing debut. Yes or no? And I say no. He ain't showing up.
Yeah, I'll just say we get.
No, I think we get the don't try to switch it up because you don't know which one to pick.
I say we get the match.
No, hold on, Ari. No, he tried to sneak his way out of that. Is it a segment or is it a match? And if you pick it a match, what match? Don't do that.
Segment is the cheapest way out if that's the case, because that's all he does is segments. That's like, we know we're gonna get a segment.
Yeah. No, that's not.
We don't know we're not gonna get a real debut.
Sometimes they debut on the match. No, that's not true.
All right, you're not talking segment. You're talking appearance.
We learned about
the new Bray Wyatt and the Fiend shit through the vignette, if I'm not mistaken, right?
No, is it a match or a segment? No, because people have debut attacking other people. So we're not doing that.
I'm considering afterbirth part of the match. When I mean segment,
it doesn't involve a match
at
all.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
Fight Pit, no Finn Balor, none of that.
I'm gonna go Drew McIntyre versus Karrion Kross is gonna
flash, and then it's gonna.
And that's what I'm saying. I feel like that's gonna happen. I feel like they're gonna do it, kind of like how they did with the Fight Pit joint, with the face off they had. where they acted like the cameras were still going. Like, say if they have it, like, where they see everybody going home, like, just got the camera still on the, like, from, like a sky view shot or some shit like that. And you get the, you know what I'm saying, the glitch in the screen and shit start happening. Like, on some, like, Marvel end credit type shit. Like, niggas like, oh, shit, it's still going? Hold on, nigga, sit down. Hold the fuck on. What the fuck about to happen type shit? I would love to see some shit like that.
I personally
everybody gets to go home happy.
With Matt Riddle. Just because Matt Riddle's a stoner and like all these little wild ass little encryptions and shit like that kind of like tripping you out already. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So like just imagine it like for Matt Riddle, like am I high? Am I seeing
shit? Halcyons, GHB, Placidil. No, the Placidils I think were in the early 90s. But I know there was some GHB and Halcyons on the flight.
You can't tell if it's the White Rabbit or if it's the drugs he's on that are like.
Oh, shit.
That's why.
Halcyons, GHB, Placidil. No, the Placidil.
Yo. But the dog, like, with. I just thought about it. I wouldn't end the show on it because who knows who this motherfucker gonna be? What if it's somebody where it's like, it don't get a good reaction and you wanna end the show on that? I would do it in the middle of the show, just in case if we get it, we can get that big reaction. We can continue going.
It's gonna be a crazy reaction.
I don't know, man. Like,
no, who do you think?
I feel like it's Bray. I feel like because didn't they have Huskus Pig in the last joint?
I didn't see SmackDown, so I didn't get to see the.
It's Bray. It's Bray.
It might be Bray, bro.
I think it's gonna be a unique, different character, though.
What if it's Bo Dallas? That'll be so disappointing.
I ain't gonna lie. That would be disappointing for the crowd. But me personally, I would like to see where that's going because you know Bray Wyatt about to pull up. So, and I ain't gonna lie, I always kind of wanted to see a little Bray Wyatt and Bo because Bo Dallas show he's creative. I'm sorry. Bo Leave was
you know what? Now that I think about it, I retract that statement. That would be nice to see Bo finally get back. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Niggas would really be looking at this shit.
Bray, the fact that we all think is Bray in his book. I'm sorry, bro. I like stuff like that. Now I got to tune in to Monday Night Raw. No, I'm tuning in Monday Night.
I think he had his real family. I'm going to laugh if it's definitely the real Wyatt family.
Because I've never seen niggas this hype like... Nigga, it better be goddamn Bo Dallas.
No, it better be Bray Wyatt. I'm just saying.
If it ain't Bray, I'll take Bo. Bo knows best.
Bray is the second best option, but I really want it to be Bray.
All right, man. The prediction's locked in, Dre.
Actually, right. I want to be someone we don't expect.
Are you got Liv, off the wall? Carrion, Brawling Brutes, Bianca, Balor. Riddle, you got Bayley and Bianca for the main event, Imperium and the Brutes for the first match, and you got the White Rabbit for a segment. Frost, you got Liv, Carrion, Brawling Brutes, Bianca, Balor. You and him got damn near the... All right, Seth Rollins, there's a difference right there.
Yo, why nobody ever asked, yo? Why it couldn't have been a Brawling Rabbit?
Oh, yo, Drake, continue.
Say what? Y'all both got the same main event, Bianca and Bayley. Frost got Liv and Ronda for the first match, and he got a segment, same as Ari. Y'all only got two things different. That's going to be a tiebreaker for y'all. That's going to be the crucial right there. Jason got Riddle, Brawling Brutes, Balor, Cross, Bianca and Ronda, main event fight pit, and the start, Finn and Edge. And Dan, that's a damn good one, Jason. I ain't gonna lie. That start and finish. I'm like, I didn't catch what you got for the. Because we switched it back. I only had the yes or no. Frost is.
Yeah, no.
Fucked it up, man. What do you got for the match your segment for the White Rabbit?
I got a end of show type of thing, like not even coming out.
Segment.
Yeah.
Let's talk that shit, Jason.
All right, so if the main event is a match and it happens post-match, but with one of the people in that matchup, that's not a segment, just so we're clear.
If he comes out and he doesn't, as long as it doesn't involve with the match at all.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, at all.
Let's see here. Oh, and I got Liv, Cross, Brawling Brutes, Bayley. Balor, Riddle, Fight Pit for the main event, Bayley and Bianca for the first match.
No, I got Riddle. I got Riddle in the Seth match. I switched that to Riddle.
Oh yeah, you did switch that. You switched that. Oh, I gave that to Ari. And that's all right. My fault.
Yeah, no. Riddle has to win. And I see a Saudi Arabia match: Seth Rollins versus DC.
Seth gonna do the fake Mike Tyson punch at the end, like DX shit. Yeah, so that's and then my Bayley Bianca, and then for the one thing you have to switch it. So damn, I'm kind of on the fence on this one. I'm gonna have to go with Edge and Finn Balor for the White Rabbit reveal.
Okay, one last question. Oh, we did main event. All right, so I just asked you. This is not even a prediction. Which I predicting though to be match of the night.
The Brawling Brutes and Imperium.
Yeah, me too. I'm not gonna lie.
Pete Dunne. And you got Walter.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And you got the other dude you was talking about earlier.
That's crazy. They about to wild out.
You know what though? They might not have the same time restriction as everybody else though, too, at the same time.
You don't think Triple H even time? You don't think?
I don't think he's gonna have the same amount of
time. His boy Pete Dunne and Walter.
And Bianca Belair. That's my pick, man. Bianca Belair, she's been wilding the fuck out, man. And Becky's match has been fucking crisp.
That's a fact. That's a whole Snapple fact.
Damn, yo, this is a fire card.
Y'all want to say this since we did this and we went through the predictions, I want to give Triple H's flowers because the wrestlers. Because without the WWE World Heavyweight title, Universal title, anywhere around, without the WWE Tag Team titles on the card, this card is fire. Like, it's fire. You hear me? There's stories I hate to say it, but Tony, there's stories. I'm invested. Besides Tony, oh my god, yeah, they have one-on-one comment. Let me have my one-on-one comment. besides just seeing the matchups on paper is fire, regardless. Matt Riddle, Seth Rollins, fire. Fire Pete, just to see Pete Dunne and Walter in the same match with Sheamus on that sounds crazy. That's still fantasy booking too, Tony. But guess what, Tony? I'm even more hyped because there's stories. They have a six-man tag match, and there's a story in it, Tony. There's a whole IC champion.
Yo, he sound like
because I need him to hear me, Ari.
He sound like Scarface sister, like, Tony, don't you want me, Tony?
I'm like, I need to hear
you.
Need to
you don't want nobody else with nobody.
I want AEW to be successful. We want stories. Stories matter. It matters. Yes, we love the GMO Wars WWE 2K booking. We love it. But god damn, we want to be invested. Like, come on. Like, geez Louise, man. Like, this card does not have the world champion.
This is what happens when you have multiple minds working for multiple projects.
Their top faction, one of the top stories is Sami Zayn and Roman Reigns, and it's not even on the card.
You know what happens?
That's not a predictable matchup on this card, bro. Like, when we talk about those confidence points, I don't have any confidence in any of the stars.
We didn't even do
I'm
that
not
yet,
even
Drake.
For sure if I'm right on who I picked. So I don't have confidence to throw down confidence.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wouldn't know what we're talking about, we have top five picks. Our top five picks is you get extra points. You get five extra points, top five, that you can select from. You can even double up, triple up if you want to. But I'm not gonna lie. Are we saving five picks? Can you write that down, Dre? Can we start saving if we don't use certain ones? Can you just write five under our names? Just like
I can
five?
Just put a star, one or two, if you use a one star. Two
no, but
star
what I mean is if you don't use them, it carries over.
No.
Like whatever stars you don't use, it carries.
Oh, wait, no, I forgot. I did have two confidence points. We never said it to it. No, I did have to.
I'm not using all my five at all.
No, I'm using two for that event.
They need to pertain to that this specific card.
I was on numbers.
I'm trying to smoke people.
I forgot. I was using two of mine, and that was gonna be for Karrion Kross versus Drew.
Because I want numbers. I want to tally up the numbers.
Oh, I'm gonna tally up like one. Yeah, I got like each.
I'm gonna get my notepad. I'm gonna keep track. I need numbers. I want to see. I want to smoke with numbers. I want to just say, oh, he won the prediction. No, I won the prediction.
Now, write me down. Well, write me down. This me two confidence points.
Yeah, there's gonna have to be a title made. No, we're gonna make these predictions
matter. Two stars for free for Kross. What about your other three? Where are they going, Ari?
That's what I'm saying. That's just why two?
Let's just keep it two.
All right. All I'm gonna say is, unrelated to anything, this should never got rid of the network. This Peacock TV shit sucks.
Facts. Big facts, bro.
Well, we won't be getting sponsored by NBC. Our list is long.
I'm an ABC nigga anyway.
Oh, God. All right. Well, that works. God damn, Mario.
As long as we get on the network.
What are you talking about, nigga? ABC, home of the NBA Finals.
Oh, my God. Leave him alone. Get off the ropes.
We still got Fox.
All
right.
Jason, if you had 2 points,
I take a Fox box.
Two extra points to put on one match or two, but you only have two, what would you put them on that you're like just extra confident that match that person's winning?
I'm confident that Finn is going to win. And like someone said earlier, I think Ray's going to be involved. Not that he's going to turn on him. But
I said the same thing.
You gonna spend both on Finn, or you gonna spend one on Finn and one more pick?
I'll spend one on Finn.
I got both of mine on Kross. I said one on guaranteed to win. I'm sorry. Out of all the matches, that's the only match I'm 100% confident.
Yeah, I'll take that one too.
That's Karrion Kross first. No.
Yeah, I take that too. Finn and Kross.
Like Drew could lose. You'll be all right.
Yeah. He will bounce back like nothing
happened. Exactly, Jason.
Because it's kind of points to have Kross lose after building, coming back, building him up to that level.
Exactly.
Just to lose right off the bat. Like your first official match. The Drew Gulak shit don't count.
And Drew not a Triple H guy.
No. He's a Vince guy.
Damn, I got Bayley, and I kind of want to switch to Bianca, but I'm just going to stick with Bayley. Fuck it.
Yo, son, I finally caught the segment with Logan Paul and the Bloodline. Yo, Roman is fucking different. These niggas is wildin', bro. Not the look over like.
I'm gonna put one on Karrion.
Yo, boy, I need Roman. I need more Roman. I need some more Roman on my
and
team.
And I'm gonna put one on
and Sammy, bro. Sammy,
I'm gonna put one on Bayley.
Entertaining. Oh, you confident in Bayley?
I'm gonna put one on Liv.
Yeah, I Liv is
Karrion and Liv. All right, so we locked in. Oh, this is.
All right, here we go. Yeah. And tonight happens tonight. Definitely there will be a no cap. It's a recap for Extreme Rules. And we will get the numbers for the prediction. Who is the prediction god? Everybody's not even, so we are guaranteed a winner. Guaranteed a winner. You hear me? We got to get a title made somehow, somewhere. And we get that title made by donating to the Cash App or going to Anchor and donating. Fresh and Frost TV on Anchor, Fresh and Frost on all platforms. Extreme Rules is tonight. Y'all ready?
I'm ready.
Drew McIntyre.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't know. I'm guessing, but ladies and gentlemen, I might do live reaction for Extreme Rules.
first time.
Man. I was thinking the same. Yo, that's so on my mama. I was thinking the same you shit, bro.
I'll be right back.
You might have to chill and roll up with me. Grab a plate. You about to be chilling. Stream rules. Get hyped. Get high.
Scorecard ready, like while we going to like. Oh,
yo, the first oh that's fire. Right, if you don't hear a lot, matter of fact, hold on. I'm gonna have I'm gonna set it up when I do the live stream. I'm gonna get our names and I'm gonna try to put the numbers. I'm gonna try. That's a lot of work. I might be chilling. I might be high. I'm drinking some Stella Rose wine real quick. Well, I appreciate y'all. Yeah, you know the loud packs around. You know the packs around. Yeah, slap it with it.
I'm out of different. I'm somewhere else.
Raw is definitely sponsor us. Raw sponsor us. We love you. You hear me?
I figure out how I could get on.
Do you hear me? Raw blacks, raw lighters, raw rolling, raw pause, everything raw. Well, that's no pause. anyway, thank you for tuning in. Extreme Rules. It might be a live reaction, so stay tuned. 8 o'clock is around the corner. Ari Stice, you want to shout out to platforms? Yo, you hungry? Yo, hashtag you hungry? That's munchies. The thing on OB Wrestling now.
Yeah, munchies, bro.
You hungry?
Y'all missing. I've been blowing down blunts.
Yo, chew.
Blowing this down blunts, bro. Yo, but nah, you already know this, man. Get Your Bars Off podcast. Get Your Bars Off network. Follow the brand. Follow me at Ivory Starks. Check out Starks and Smarks. Follow the narrative. Loso, you already know what it is, man. Love is love. You already know what it is when I come up here, man.
Yo, the whole effing show on Twitch, 5-star Pod Splash on Anchor and YouTube. That's pretty much where y'all can find me at.
Hey, shout out to my boy Jason as well. Ladies and gentlemen, spark up that dank. Tell me what you think in the comment section below. You know how it goes. Like, follow, share, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend to join the trend. The show has come to an end. Sit back and relax.
Turn on my beloved mic up.
You Slim, what's up, Dre? How you doing? Yeah, I'm mute your mic. Yeah.
Hunger Games up in my head. Gotta get the dough, babies need nourishment.
You gotta go and sit.